Yeah, we're ready. You mean the record, the Not for Children? I think it was David's idea.
Yeah, I like to make concept recordings. I was thinking of some product for my label, Acoustic Disc, and I thought, there's a lot of soupy children's music out there, and
yeah,
Jerry and I are both getting on in years. We have progeny, and I don't know. I think Jerry's kind of a father figure to a whole bunch of people, whether he wants to be or not.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He's got a real friendly vibe to his voice that I think would be good for kids.
Yeah. Also, there's a huge amount of great kids music around. You know, just there's a lot of it. There's a lot of traditional music that's sort of for kids. It's stuff that kids like, and a lot of it has teeth, you know, a lot of it has character and stuff that they've kind of pasteurized out of the modern children's music movement, or whatever the heck you want to call it, the revisionist children's music world. And so it seemed like a good idea. And also, it was also really easy.
Right. Kids' songs are easy to play.
Yeah.
Right. That's the real reason we did it.
That's always a boon to production.
You know, when we started recording, we had like three or four tunes in practically no time.
Right.
So we dug it. Plus, a lot of these tunes we've known, you know, all our lives.
Yeah, forever. Yeah, some of them I don't remember when I learned them or where.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
This is an alternative to Barney.
This is an alternative to Barney. I mean, possibly not the antidote.
Barney who?
Right. Which Barney are we talking about? Right. And a purple dinosaur singing songs to them. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Something like that, maybe. Yeah, sure. Well, yeah. Well, I know I can't say that it has a loose feeling. Some of it we actually rehearsed quite a lot. Some of it has hopefully it has a sort of a tight, loose feeling.
Well, it's a relaxed feeling.
That's better.
Plus, it's most of all of it is just the two of us. We added some things later to some of the tunes, but when you're just playing two people, it can be loose and tight at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
he
Jerry's
doesn't like having that reputation.
I think Jerry's just as much a perfectionist.
Yeah, when it comes down to it, we both are. Yeah,
musicians
we're both critical,
are finicky about things.
Yeah, sure.
You can't be perfect.
No.
That's right. You read that somewhere, I guess. You couldn't have been there.
Maybe
you were. Dad?
Is that you?
No, I don't know. Yeah, I guess I might be more critical about some things. But Jerry's the guy that usually wants to redo things.
Yeah, we're both critical. Yeah, we overlap slightly in areas of criticalness or severity of criticism or whatever the hell you want to call it. And it works good. It works good. Yeah. Yeah, it's another thing. I didn't really.
You did, Jerry. You did.
I guess it was me. There's really no way to worm out of that, is there?
Hey, he did it right there in the studio.
I wanted to say I did it accidentally.
I like about Jerry. He, you know, he just does things on the spot. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yes. Yeah, I do. I do paint. Well, there's shows that I've been in galleries all over the place.
He's got a big career happening as an artist.
Yes, I sort of do.
Deservedly so.
It's kind of fallen off the. Yeah. I started out as an artist. I started out as an artist, an art student, and you know, wannabe artist, and it's kind of come back to haunt me now.
That's true. if you can call it that.
Yeah, he sings good. Yeah. You want him to sing something right now? How about a little Pagliacci, Dave?
Well, you know, I'll sing if there's no one else there. No, I've always sung in bluegrass bands. I don't consider my singing my strong point, so I've always relegated myself to singing harmony parts in bluegrass bands. But, you know, after 30 years of singing harmony parts, you're not a bad singer.
Right.
I mean, you're...
Yeah, I'm a default singer myself. I mean, really. You know, it's something that sort of... Yeah, nobody else would do it, so... Well, I'm hoping this isn't the peak of my career. Yeah.
Yeah. The I peak like of my career so. Was in 1971.
Right. Yeah.
No, yeah, but we like the unexpected.
Right. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't have expected it, but that's exactly what I expected.
Yeah. We don't really have very many expectations.
No, right. Right. Yeah.
Well, we started with one song.
We can only play it one at a time.
And then we would, we'd find another one and work it up in our little ante room outside the studio. And then we'd go into the uncle room.
The room in the uncle room. Yeah, that's
to record
pretty,
them.
That's pretty much the way it happened. That's right.
Well, that's that's a little medley. That was a little idea that I had because I wanted to. Jerry's commissioned me to write a guitar concerto for him or some such orchestral piece of music. So I sort of thought that Shenandoah would sound good with a string section. So I thought I would try and write a chart for it.
Yeah,
and
he did a nice job too. It's lovely.
And then I had the idea of maybe putting Brahms' lullaby at the end of that.
That was a good idea.
Because we want you to know that this
did
is
it put you to sleep?
Great.
Perfect.
That's the claim we're making in the marketing department, that right. This not only will this entertain your kids and you, but it will put you all to sleep.
Put everybody nicely to sleep. And the house was on fire. Wake up, wake up. Yeah, okay.
We just sort of got together and knocked around, you know, tossed around songs.
We tried
know?
Things. Yeah. We tried lots of things. And it mostly had to do with that the kind of invisible line of existential embarrassment where... You know, I can't sing this song. My God, I can't sing this song. This song makes me feel like an idiot. And, you know, it's kind of like you have to try them out and see which ones make you feel like an idiot and, you know, which ones you think you could possibly live with. And it's kind of a process like that. You don't really know until you're actually doing the song whether or not it's going to work. And then we just went through and found the ones that made us feel the least amount like idiots.
Right. And we're hoping they make you feel
right.
Not like idiots,
not
too.
Like idiots. This is not like idiots music. Not for like idiots music only.
Right. What? Actually,
that's a good question.
One that I kept pushing that got rejected was the old lady who swallowed a fly.
I just hated that song.
Jerry sing that song. I'm going to be pushing for that.
I have a real problem with the word wriggle. That song has wriggle
really?
In it a lot,
oh,
yeah.
Oh.
It wriggles. Yeah, I won't sing a song with wriggle in it.
What about ripple?
Ripple, maybe. Wriggle, no. Oh, my God. You wouldn't know that's not on the album. What'll we do?
Oh, well, we just rehearsed one that was on the album. Let's see. Thank you.